Unit 4. Focus on listening. You are going to hear four conversations about style. Listen and decide if the sentences are true or false.
Do you enjoy buying clothes?
I used to, yes. Like most young people, I was a bit of a slave to fashion, and I'd always have to buy that must-have shirt or pair of shoes. I'm not so concerned about it now, though. I wouldn't feel comfortable wearing something old-fashioned, but I'm not as bothered as I used to be about what I wear.
What kind of clothes do you like to wear?
As a matter of fact, I prefer casual clothes. I hate getting dressed up for special occasions. Personally, I think it's possible to look good in a pair of jeans, but that's my opinion.
I'd like to talk about one of my teachers, Miss Evans. She teaches us English in the school I go to. We always look forward to seeing what she's going to wear when our lessons start. She's always very well dressed and takes a lot of pride in her appearance. It's not that she dresses in very smart clothes. She doesn't come to school dressed to kill or anything like that. But what she wears really suits her. And she has a great sense of style as well. We often ask her where she gets some of her clothes, and most of the time they're just off the rack. And she says she's not interested in designer labels or anything like that. She doesn't seem too concerned about keeping up with the latest fashion. She just wears clothes that are timeless. Yes, Miss Evans is the person I think looks great in the clothes she wears.
What factors do you think affects the clothes we choose to wear?
It depends. Where we are or where we're going is a big factor. If you are going out to a club or party, you're going to dress for the occasion. And then there are those who think it's important to look like they're on trend. They'll want to wear the latest fashions. There are lots of factors, really.
What kind of things determine what is in fashion and what we should be wearing?
I suppose the big fashion houses and fashion shows must have an effect, but the clothes you see on the catwalk don't always reflect what normal people wear. So I suppose it will be things like what singers are wearing in videos or models are wearing in magazines, that kind of thing.
Is it possible to look good without spending lots of money on clothes?
I'm sure it is, yes. I suppose it's about having an eye for what looks good, knowing how to mix and match different items of clothing that will go well together. I think you can pick up great bargains in charity shops. Sometimes for youngsters, even hand-me-downs can look good.
I believe that clothes should be more than functional. They should make a statement about who you are. Before you get dressed or go shopping for clothing, it's important to think about what kind of message your clothes will send to others. I think of my clothes as a reflection of my personality. When people look at me and my clothes, they can get an idea of the kind of person I am. I'm interested in the arts, and I'm concerned about environmental issues. Therefore, I not only wear colorful clothes that are a bit unusual, but I also wear natural fabrics that are made locally. This is important to me. I don't follow trends because I don't like to look like everyone else. I'm unique, and I want my clothes to show it.